Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The latest estimate is about 900,000 bales lower than last month. USDA did increase the upland marketing year average price estimate to 61 cents per pound for the 1920 crop year. The export projection remains at 16.5 million bales, while ending stocks were reduced to 6.1 million. This is still the highest level of ending stocks since the 2008 crop year.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
At this point in the marketing year, export sales are at the second highest level on record behind the 2010 marketing year. As of November 7th, export commitments have reached 10.5 million bales with 2.8 million bales shipped. Vietnam is currently the top export market, followed by China. Commitments to China have reached almost 2 million bales with about 230,000 bales shipped. Without a resolution to the trade dispute in the near future, some of these sales could be canceled. Pakistan has been a larger importer this year and is currently the third largest export market due to lower domestic production.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA did increase imports by Turkey, Pakistan, and India, which offset a decline in Indonesia's imports. World consumption was relatively unchanged from last month, resulting in a decline in world ending stocks of about 3 million bales as compared to last month. However, as compared to the 2018 crop year, world ending stocks of 80.8 million bales were almost unchanged. World consumption is estimated to be 121.5 million bales, which is slightly lower than world production of 121.9 million. With stocks outside of China projected to reach the highest level on record, prices for the 2019-20 crop year could remain under pressure, particularly without the removal of the 25% tariff on U.S. cotton during this crop year.